The medieval city of Bruges was wrapped in a shroud of fog, its canals whispering secrets, as Hannah Sinclair stepped from the taxi onto the rain-slicked cobblestones. The early morning air was saturated with scents of river water, old brick, and distant bakeries just warming their ovens. Hannah paused, inhaling deeply, savoring the distinct, layered atmosphere of the Belgian city she had always loved, though her visit today wasn't for pleasure. Drawing her coat tighter around herself, Hannah crossed Markt Square, dominated by the imposing belfry, its Gothic pinnacle thrusting defiantly upward into the mist. At this early hour, the Markt Square was still mostly deserted, the first rays of dawn casting pale gold reflections across its puddled surface. As she made her way through the narrow, winding streets lined with stone-fronted townhouses and shuttered cafes, her footsteps echoed faintly, mingling with distant sounds of shopkeepers readying their wares. The auction house lay just beyond Berg Square, an unassuming stone-fronted building bearing an ornate bronze plaque. Vandenbrugge and Sons, Antiquarian Booksellers since 1847. She had frequented auctions in more glamorous settings, Paris, London, Rome, but this small, prestigious house held a reputation for uncovering manuscripts others overlooked. And today, Vandenbrugge had something rare enough to entice collectors, historians, and reporters, such as Hannah, from across Europe. Inside, the lobby was warmly lit, lined floor-to-ceiling with polished wood shelves crammed with leather-bound volumes, gilt-edged bindings gleaming under discreet lights. A solemn-looking receptionist, an older man with neatly groomed white whiskers and wire-rimmed spectacles, checked Hannah's credentials silently before gesturing toward the main auction hall. Within, the space was compact yet elegant. Rows of carved wooden chairs already half filled with scholars, collectors, and a smattering of journalists murmuring quietly in various languages. At the far end stood a raised podium framed by heavy velvet curtains. A long oak table displayed the items up for bid, each resting upon velvet cushions beneath carefully directed lighting. Hannah selected a seat near the rear, positioning herself to observe discreetly. Her eyes wandered across the assembled crowd, noting a few familiar faces, specialists from the British Museum, the Bibliothèque Nationale de France, and, intriguingly, one of Genetica Therapeutics' archival researchers, recognizable from a recent symposium on historical botanical medicine. Hannah's pulse quickened subtly. Why was the once disgraced Alton Blackthorne's company interested in today's sale? She quickly flipped open the catalog, scanning the listings. The manuscript of interest to her this day was item 12, described simply as Codex Hesperides, Southern France or Northern Spain, circa 1450. A scribbled footnote, provided by the auctioneer, stated, "Margins annotated in Hebrew script, referencing Roger Bacon cipher MS." That alone had compelled Hannah to journey here. References to this yet undeciphered Bacon cipher codex, now referred to as the Voynich manuscript, would certainly add flavor to the article she had in mind about this auction. Promptly at 9, a smartly dressed man with gray streaked hair ascended the podium.
"Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Antoine Vandenbrugge, and it is my honor today to present some extraordinary pieces."
His voice, rich and cultivated, carried the precise diction of generations of booksellers. The early lots passed without excitement. Rare atlases, illuminated texts, early printed incunabula. Until at last, Vandenbrugge gently lifted the modestly sized, leather-bound codex into the light.
"This," he declared reverently, "is lot number 12. An intriguing medieval herbal manuscript, estimated at mid-15th century origin, probably southern France, though possibly Iberian.